Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, welcome back on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Yesterday, the big story was Jalen Carter. He has been, he's got warrants out on a couple of misdemeanor charges of, I know one of them was racing. I don't want to say what the other, I forget what the other one was, but he was involved in the accident. Actually, the female student analyst was actually driving the other vehicle. I thought it was the player that was driving the other vehicle, but she was. She was apparently driving over 100 miles an hour when they crashed, and she and another player were killed right after the National Georgia won the national championship. And apparently Jalen was involved. Jalen put out a statement, said, there's a lot of misinformation out there. I fully expect to be exonerated from these charges when all is said and done. We'll see. Obviously, wild speculation. When a warrant is out for the rest, everybody's already decided that he's guilty. Everybody's already decided that he's fallen in. Everybody's already decided everything for Jalen Carter. We'll find out how it all works out. Julian wants to talk about Jalen Carter. Let's get him in here. Hey, Julian.
This morning. So listen, I'm curious as to, and like you said, everyone's already said this guy is guilty, right? So let's rewind now. So I think it was McShay. He said that there was character issues. He got blown up because another story came out that he was giving some guy who wasn't on scholarship, he was buying him his meals out of his personal money or whatever. So they were like, how dare you question his character? So now this happening, and they're saying, well, how could he leave his teammates? And it's like, well, how about we look at it from a different point of view? This dude was doing this, and now he's been walking around for X amount of months or whatever the case may be as, man, the people that I was having fun with that night, yeah, they were probably drunk and doing some stupid stuff. They passed away. So now it gets into my real question. Brandon Miller, Jalen Carter, if you're an organization, who is more of a risk?
That's a good question. I think you have to get as much information as possible. By the way, most people here believe the agent knew that there was going to be an arrest warrant or that the information was coming out, so he put the he made sure and get that other story out there as a preeminent
preemptive moves are good.
He wants a preemptive move to make sure the good stuff came out before the bad hit came out. And you know what was unfortunate though is when that came out, it just all of a sudden just new heat on Todd McShay, people demanding retractions and all this stuff, and then like it bothered me for McShay. I don't know. I'm not a McShay fan personally, but it bothered me for him because he didn't deserve to. And I got into it a little bit with a guy yesterday. He said, "We don't deserve. We don't need to know any of that information." I said, "So do we need to know any of the information on the about political cover ups, about financial cover ups, about things going on at school systems? You know, where your kids go to school? Do you want Is it, that's different. That affects us. This doesn't affect us. Actually, it does. It does have an impact on people who are sports fans. This is, you know, your teams may not draft a guy. This is, if this is a factual information reporting facts. There's stuff I hang on to that I don't use. That's for background. But if it's a major deal that could cause, you know, with a high end player that could cause a player to slip in the draft, it's important to have context about why it may be happening. McShay didn't slander the guy. He just said there's some character concerns that could cause him to drop. That's all he said. He didn't go into anything wild. You don't have to. And when people say, you either cite your source and you tell us what that is and you lay out, do you think Jalen Carter wants you to lay everything out? No. The players don't want you to. You're people out there saying, well, you better put out exactly what it is. I promise you the agents and the player do not want everything out there. They'd rather you just say character concerns. They don't want it all laid out there. So, you know, my problem with that is, as somebody else who provides information, is we get information from guys a lot of times that are good information. I put on this radio station about that I had heard that he was involved, that Jalen was going to be involved, and the rumor was he was involved in this incident, you know, and that may come out. And then it ended up coming out 3-4 weeks later. Like, we get stuff that is the right stuff, even if you don't like it. But what it turned out, me and this guy kept going back and forth, John, and here's what it boiled down to. He just didn't want the information getting out because he said it would mess with the player's money. Well, messing with the player's money, I'm like, that's irrelevant when you are reporting facts. When you have information, it's not about messing with the player's money. If something is going to cause something to happen, if an investigative journalist, don't unearth information that's unflattering to somebody that somebody likes because it could mess with their status or their money or whatever. No, where have we gotten to in society where if it's information that is pertinent information, it's not about messing with money. It's not about a no snitch code. It's about investigative journalism, which that wasn't even investigative journalism, which Todd McShay was. He's sharing something he had. Dan Orlovsky did the same thing. Guess what? Justin Fields went fourth of those quarterbacks. And Dan Orlovsky wasn't ready for the heat, and he started crying in an apology video because Twitter made him cry. Twitter legitimately made Dan Orlovsky start to cry. But I don't know that his information was incorrect either. There was stuff on Zach Wilson about Zach Wilson. It's just, if we have information that's pertinent, everybody's in a rush to try to protect these players and we must protect them. When did everyone get so, when did everyone put football, baseball, basketball players in a crib and start trying to protect these infants? Like, these aren't infants. It's just basic conversation. We're just grown people having conversations about, oh, this guy could fall in the draft because there's stuff coming down this. Oh, Jalen, we shouldn't even be talking about what Jalen Carter did. We shouldn't? It's a news story. What? There's an arrest warrant.
Yeah.
Stupid. Come on, fool.
I mean, you don't have to defend. Listen, that's news. There's no question about it. This
Come
dude
on,
is going to make millions and millions and multi-million dollars, maybe up to nine figures, and playing the game of football. And you know what? You have to be responsible.
Celebrity also comes with extra scrutiny. That's just the way it is. Why isn't somebody saying anything about a fifth rounder? Because people don't care about fifth rounders. That's how come. With the celebrity comes extra scrutiny. That's for athletes, that's for politicians, that's for entertainers, you know, movie stars, music people. That's always been one of the trade-offs. Is it fair that you don't have privacy anymore? No, it's not fair. Nobody thinks it's fair. Well, some people probably do. I don't think it's fair, but that's one of the trade-offs is, would you give up if I ask you right now, John, would you give up your privacy that you have for $10 million, but people are always $10 million a year, but people are always going to be around you, taking pictures of you at Lulings, following you on the golf course, having their cameras in your face?
No. Hell no. No.
I would, because I'm boring.
Yeah, well, I'm
y'all
boring.
Can, y'all can follow me all you want into the bathroom want.
But no.
Give me my money.
I enjoy my privacy.
You keep it all in-house. Like, no one ever... You're never in public when you're having a really good time.
Right. No,
and yes, you're always in public.
It's not well, but people don't care what I'm doing. So because I'm not,
but that's my point.
I don't affect their lives. Jalen Carter will affect lives because they love their football teams. They want to see their football team.
And what's
win.
His payoff? His payoff is ungodly amounts of money.
Right.
But the flip side of that is,
and if you don't want to do it, don't do it.
The flip side of that is because you're really important to people in a it's only football, but don't tell me it's only football and then act like football is the most important thing. Like it's just a sport. It doesn't have any impact on people's lives. Do people pay thousands for season tickets and suites and people spend hours on fantasy football stuff? Yeah, for them, sports is part of their life. It's part of my life. Draft is a big part of my life. So, yes, unfortunately, for the superstardom that you have, you know, it comes with money, but it also comes with additional inquiries into what's going on, and that includes just if you're not going to practices on time, if you're talking back to coaches, that kind of stuff can hurt you in the draft. And you know, I heard something about I got a phone call yesterday, and your boy who you like a lot in the draft is having had bad team told me he had bad interviews, you know, and I'm not going to say who it is. And I had to check around on that, but you know, it's just that stuff that gets out there. And so now I need to know for background, because if I need to move him down or if he doesn't get drafted, you know, maybe it's because of an interview issue where he had really bad interviews. Cause that stuff we talked about with Bienemy, it matters for players too.
Absolutely.
And by the way, it's a white guy, so you don't need to turn it into a race thing if anyone's upset.
Yep. Well, there you go. I think that's a hint. That's a pretty good hint. And we're not, but we won't.
It's a very good hint. Riley Moss, cornerback, Iowa.
He's not a what?
He is a white guy, and Riley Moss.
Yeah,
he is
a white guy.
No.
I don't think you're really high on him. You're really,
no,
really high
no,
on him.
I'm not. I just wanted to throw him out there. We're going to have our first white cornerback drafted since Jason Sehorn. That's a big win for you, John.
That would be awesome. Well, I don't care. I don't care if there's any. I listen.
Riley Moss.
I do not care if there's any white cornerbacks in the NFL. Don't care. And now, it would be great if we had an Italian out there. I don't care. You know what? I want
Gino Badabino is a lockdown corner.
I think our people need to be represented at corner. Okay,
I know.
All right.
This guy's great. He's got short arms. He's got a full grown mustache.
Right.
Very tough and press. A little bit short limbed. You know, a little tight in the hips. Can't really get out of his back pedal so well. But he's very physical. He's very physical. Comes down. He'll come downhill and hit you hard.
Thank
and
you.
Run support.
Thank you. Yeah. Obviously, we're gonna have some problems.
Your people are gonna be more cover two corners who play short zones, yeah. But we'll also come up and run support and really lay the.
Although they'll lay the wood. Don't worry.
They'll lay the wood. Don't worry about it.
Speaking of laying the wood, we want you out at the ESPN occasional invitation.
Bring your persimmon drivers.
That's right. SiteJab.com, benefiting kids' meals. Tournament is going to take place Wednesday, March 8th at Wildcat Golf Club. It's at 10:30. You can go in the morning a little bit and then come on out and play golf. Listen, we're going to have lunch, dinner. We got Carbach beer out there, 18 holes of golf, quick award ceremony, ESPN975.com. We want you to – I'm telling you, Wildcat is in great shape. It's wonderful. Love Wildcat. Playing there tomorrow, as a matter of fact, if you're looking for – I'm telling you, it is in wonderful shape, and we want you out there. March 8th, this is the best time to play, and we want you to be a part of our occasional invitational. March 8th, 10:30 a.m., Wildcat Golf Club, and it's just going to be fun. It always is. So let's go. Let's go to ESPN975.com. And how are you looking? Are you having problems with the ladies? Or maybe you're married and you know you're letting yourself go a little bit? There's a wonderful weight loss at 975medspa.com. Amy's doing an unbelievable job. She's doing a wonderful job helping guys too. Now, historically spas are for women, and she obviously started this up with women in mind. But here's the deal is that right now she says, I want to get the guys in here too. They need facials. They need to get how about Botox? If you feel like you're getting old, you've got lines, wrinkles, you want to get a little touch-up, you can do that as well. How about getting rid of all that hair that's grown in places that you don't want your hair? How about that? You know what? Maybe it's time to freshen it up. Maybe it's time to look better. If maybe you're married and you know you need to, how about you two go together date night? Or how about you get your wife a gift certificate? You can do that as well. Or you two can go together and get stuff done. Amy is here for you to make you feel better, look better, boost your confidence. that maybe you're having a problem with the ladies, so you need to do all of these things to look better. It's all at 975medspa.com. You're looking to look and feel better, guys. 975medspa.com.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more. The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, Stella Head, Evan Drellich is going to join us here. Former Chronicle Astros beat writer, wrote the book, Winning Fixes Everything, mostly about your Houston Astros. I don't know if it was a byproduct of it, but he kind of also damned the rest of baseball. And
good, damn those guys.
Yeah, he did. He was damning some of the stuff that he said about, you know, the Dodgers and everybody else, and their roles in sign stealing and the technology that they used and whatnot. But we'll get some insight into. He was on with Paul a couple of weeks ago, but we'll get some more insight into it with Evan Drellich here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. That's at the top of the hour. Meanwhile, we've been talking mostly. We didn't even mention, basketball. Do you know that the Rockets, did you see the Rockets game last night?
I didn't. There's no way to watch it here. They weren't on national television, were they?
They weren't for, yeah.
They, Indianapolis doesn't show a lot of Rockets basketball.
Listen, if you're dependent solely on national television to watch the Rockets,
it's trouble.
Well,
yeah, you're not going to do.
You're not.
Yeah, I saw Texas and TCU. Does that help?
And TCU. How about Texas losing again?
They look good. Texas TCU jumped on them, but I didn't see the Rockets.
How about Alabama is down 15 and comes back, ties it up, and wins in overtime. I'm thinking, well, they're out of it. Texas now, because there was a thought. I'm really wanting U of H to have the easiest road, obviously. But, you know, Kansas has got – I think Kansas has the best shot. Alabama really struggling right there with Auburn. I was hoping that they would lose, so maybe they would get kicked out of the number one overall spot. U of H has to win. They have to win every single game. They have to go through the tournament and look impressive. But Kansas still has a real shot to take over that number one overall seed and pushing Houston out to West, which would not be as good for the Cougs and not good – not especially the fan base. But Texas has played itself out of, maybe plays itself out, is playing itself out of a two seed. They've lost back-to-back games now to Baylor and TCU. So maybe they're playing themselves out of a two seed.
Well, I didn't see the Rockets game, but did they win? I'm assuming they won.
Kevin Porter Jr.'s back. He was not great, but he had two assists, two turnovers, 3 of 11 from the field. But he was back for the first time in a couple of months now. Jalen and Alperen were, you know, it was just at, they, everybody was just seemed like they were meh.
Business as usual?
It was just meh.
They won, right?
KJM was 8 of 12 from the field. He was minus 21 on his plus minus.
It's hard to do. Worst on the team. 12.
Yeah.
Hard to do when you're 8 of 12.
8 of 12, and you were still the worst plus minus on the
court.
Did
anyone get beat up by John Morant or Ja's people?
John Morant did not. The stories coming out about John Morant,
it's getting worse and worse.
It's getting worse and worse. It really is.
The teenage thing, I mean, I already told you about that.
Yeah.
My kids told me about that when he beat up the teenager. And then
and he's claiming self-defense. The kid says that Ja actually had a gun in his belt.
Yeah, ain't no self-defense.
Yeah. It's getting worse and worse. He had
RJ,
in a mall with a mall cop
where
he was asking when the dude was going to get off, and the mall cop felt like, wow, I'm really feeling
in Indianapolis. You had the people who work in the the personnel department. You know, he had somebody with the scope,
media relations
scope, put on some, put the beam on him when they were like, "Oh my God, are we about to be shot?" And I mean, what are you doing, RJ? Tell John how much people hate Ja Morant. Like, people who are basketball fans, and some of these people will openly say, "I'm from a rough, rough neighborhood." And what Ja Morant's doing now, some of it is Ja. They think Ja is a suburban guy or whatever. But there are other people who say, "It's just, why would you do this when people who are in the same situation, like, people would love to be in your situation because they get out of these issues. They don't have to deal with being around anyone who does stuff." And you're like courting this. People do not like Ja Morant. And it's crazy because he's an explosive player. He's somebody that you would think would be liked. But his antics have pissed off a lot of basketball fans. Am I wrong, RJ?
No, you're not wrong at all. I think a lot of people think that he's trying to be something that he's not. There was one post I saw where somebody was trying to say where he's from. It is kind of a rough neighborhood, but then you have others that put pictures out there that say, yeah, this is Mr. Rough Guy right here. So, I mean, I don't know what he's trying to show off the court, that he wants to be a tough guy, but, I mean, you don't have to be that. I mean, look at Kobe. Kobe wasn't, I mean, he tried to play as a tough guy, but, I mean, he was from a suburban part of Pennsylvania. So, I mean, Ja, it's okay not to be from a rough neighborhood and be good at basketball.
Yeah, I mean, just live your – yeah, exactly. Just live your life. It really doesn't have to be like this. So, Ja Morant is just – wait, the NBA's got to hate that one of the guys who should be one of the poster boys for, you know, how fun the NBA can be – is just does stuff that just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But the big story I thought yesterday, John, even though it was, I say it's the big story, it may not be, it's not the big story, we talked about it, but it became a national story, is that Kelly Eco just said Rockets are expected, like, this is becoming a mutual interest thing. James Harden is expected to, Daryl Morey came out and said James Harden is going to go wherever he has best chance to win. That's right. Where he's going to be. And I think he's basically saying that could be with us. Well, that certainly isn't the Houston Rockets. And Kelly Eco is making it sound like James Harden is a real good chance he ends up back at the Rockets. I think James Harden, this is going to be very interesting. And what would you think? If James Harden came back to Houston, does that prove what you believed all along, that James is just not about winning? Like, winning just doesn't really matter as much to James as it should? Because you're not going to win in Houston, and you're towards the end of your career, 13 years in the league. If you come to this Houston team, you can get better. You think you have a chance to win a championship in the next 2 or even 3 years?
No.
Well, then it's not even about chasing rings for James. It was supposed to be about chasing rings when he went to – why would he not stay in Philadelphia with Embiid and the team they have?
Is it not now he's – you know, hey, I tried that, especially in this drama-filled NBA – that it's just not attainable. I mean, I guess, and I, you listen, every single one of these stories is coming from one source, Kelly Eco.
Yeah.
Every one.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, what are you saying about
it? It's making national headlines. We'll see. I mean, I don't know if I hope Kelly Eco's right. I don't care. I don't care if James comes back. I think he might be good for these guys. not obviously. Maybe James has matured a little bit since he was here, and he was running hard, and, you know, all the strip club stuff and all the nightlife and everything else, the private jets to Cancun in between games, all of these things. Maybe James has calmed down. I don't know. He certainly, I think he's a guy that the guys could respect if he came here, that the guys would listen to. Maybe he could teach them. Because we've seen James, too, working out after he scores 60 points. James is in, you know, he makes sure, let's get that video out of James doing push-ups and shooting free throws after the game so that we know how hard James is working. Maybe he can teach these guys, because they certainly don't know how to win. They don't know how to be pros. It's just is awful, awful, awful. I'm not sure that James is the answer as the guy that you want to, you know, teach your young players how to be professionals. But I don't care either way. But the only person that I've seen saying any of this stuff is Kelly Eco. That's it.
Right. And he must, yeah. And you know, I think some of it could be, that's a big personality over there with Joel Embiid. And if he wants his best chance to win, right now it'd be staying tight in Philadelphia. I don't think it's out of the question that James wants to come back, live the Houston life that he got accustomed to, and be the guy, like be the number one guy again to where he's the top guy. Because you can say whatever you want about Jalen Green or whatever. James Harden comes into the locker room. It's James Harden's team. That's what happens. And I think maybe there's a lot of James Harden that just likes to be the number one guy. Look at the guys he pushed out in Houston. I think James likes to be the boss. He likes to not be held accountable by other teammates and stuff like that. And if he comes to Houston, who's going to hold James Harden accountable? I mean, honestly, none of the teammates are going to. Who's the coach going to be? I don't know who the coach would be. Ownership likes James. I don't think they have any problem with him. So I think James may just think, hey, I kind of like the way it is when I'm in Houston. People aren't messing with me. I know everyone there. I've got places I go. I think James just wants to live his best life. I don't think it's about winning championships. It's not. Obviously, if you come back to Houston, you don't care about winning championships because James's career will likely end without a chance to win a championship unless they get Wemby and you know, take this unbelievably drastic turn up the, you know, up the standings. But it does not right now appear to be a team. If you don't get the first pick, and if you get the second pick, Scoot Henderson. Have you seen Scoot Henderson, by the way?
I've seen some highlights of him.
Have you seen what he looks like physically? Scoot Henderson looks like LeBron.
Yeah.
I mean, not as big.
And
that
yet
dude is
guard.
Rocked up, and he looks like a grown-ass man.
And yet guard.
Point guard.
Point guard. He is – no, he looks like a power forward.
I know.
That's impressive. Now,
Scoot
okay,
lifts.
Are you – and you're not saying you get the number one pick, you're going Scoot.
No. I'm saying if you're one – well, if you're one, you get Wemby. If you're two, you get Scoot. But if you get Scoot, isn't that what's what Harden's supposed to do? Like, I wouldn't make any decision about Harden until I see what my draft is.
Yeah.
And if
yeah,
I don't get one or two, then maybe I'm bringing Harden in. If I get one or two – I'm bringing a different – well, you know what? If I get Wemby, I might bring Harden in. If I get Scoot, you don't bring him in. It's replication. I wouldn't do that.
We'll see. You know what? Hopefully they get the first two because this is a one or two and then Brandon Miller draft. It's one,
and
two, and
how
Brandon
you feel about
Miller.
Miller can play, though.
Yeah, he can play, but – yeah, I don't know. I just – I want to root for my guys.
He's a gun bringer.
Yeah, I want to root for my guys. That's what I want to do.
Now, I understand that we're talking about Scoot Henderson here, but this would be the second guy that Houston would be getting from the Ignite. Now, I don't know how we feel about Jalen Green right now. I mean, him coming from the Ignite. I mean, he does put up a lot of big time numbers. He has improved from year one to year two, but I guess I want to know from you guys, do you want your starting backcourt being two guys from the G League Ignite, or do you want to get a guy that...
I don't care. Can they play? I don't care. What's the difference for them both coming from Kentucky or... You know what I'm saying? You know.
Well, I think his thing is, you see there's not a lot of discipline in Jalen
yeah,
Green's
that
game.
Is true.
Kinda, so are you worried about what that
well,
looks
again,
like? But I think that's
I
a
think
personality.
I think that comes from not having any veteran leadership, though. I mean,
well, it's also your personality.
The Ignite is actually leading the team is actually, you know, those are supposed to be your leaders. That's where it's coming from, as opposed to even a veteran power forward. You know, even if you're not the best player on the team, there's no veterans there that are teaching these guys. It's just gotta. You're so right about the chemistry thing, Lance. It's just that there's absolutely. They don't care about this
at all.
And there's just keep a Danny Green. Danny, sorry, we know what we traded for you, and you're going to get paid. You got to stay here. And I apologize, but we want you here. We want you in that locker room.
Well, guess Danny wanted an extension, right? And they wouldn't give it to him. I would have. I mean,
yeah.
I
so what? So
him.
What? You got a contract. I don't care
yeah,
if you want
you got
an extension.
Contract,
I want an
true.
Extension
yeah.
too. David Guy was right there. I want an extension. Do I get one? No.
But John, this
He's
is what happens.
He's not giving me one.
But this is what happens when – you talked about Mark Emmer too. When the player empowerment movement goes too far, like there should be more – the players need to be taken care of in these sports. But when it goes too far to where players just tell you, I just won't come in, like I need to be cut. The Rockets have cut more dead money and have more dead money on the books than they have salary, twice as much. And when you just – when guys just tell you, yeah, I'm just not going to play for you – it's wild to me that the NBA doesn't even have to honor contracts. And Kevin Durant's is like, yeah, well, it's changed. We don't
Yeah.
We don't do that anymore. It's better for the league if we just get traded when we want to.
That's the league. All right, we got to take a break. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776. I got to talk about John Clay Wolf. I got to talk about GiveMeTheVIN.com. I got to talk about you and your vehicle. You want to get out of it. I don't know what the reason is. Maybe it's just old. Maybe it's just time. Maybe it's time for you to move on. Maybe, listen, if it's a lease, you got to give it back to whoever you leased it from. John Clay Wolf had an incident where somebody stole a car and then sold it to him. Well, tried to sell it to him. He's like, hey, no, you have to own the car. You can't steal it and then sell it to me. That's not the way this works. You don't own the car. If you own the car, you still have payments to make. You still have debt on the car. All of that can be worked out. Not a worry. John Clay Wolf, he'll work through the dealership as well. You're buying a new car, the taxes, all of that stuff, all those implications. Not to worry. John Clay Wolf can work through the dealership too. And so the taxes, all smooth, everything else. Nothing will come out of your pocket. This is happening every single day. So if you're looking for a great way to sell that car and get more for your car, at least, at the very least, go to GiveMeTheVIN.com and find out what it's worth so that when you go to the dealership, when you go to CarMax, when you go wherever, you know what you can get for it. And then if they can't beat CarMax's deal, John Clay Wolf says he's going to send you $100. So if you're looking for the best way to sell your car, you have to go to GiveMeTheVIN.com, GiveMeTheVIN.com.
Why don't we take a break?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
97.5.
The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 839 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Is that my man Barron? Barron's on the line? Let's get Barron in here. Wants to talk a little. Hey, Barron.
Hey, good morning, Kings.
What's up, pal?
Hey, man, just wanted to, first of all, I want to declare this is not a paid advertisement by ESPN, but as brand new clients, I just want to thank you guys for being so valuable. The phones are ringing off the wall. You guys have just absolutely made a giant difference in our marketing, and I just want to tell both of y'all how much I appreciate that.
That's Highland Pines Barron right there.
Is that Barron Jacobson?
Yes, Barron. That's
Barron J.
Lance, what do you say, partner?
Oh, I got to get out there after the draft is over. I'd love to come out there and play.
Well, we're going to be out there, actually, on March 14th. Right, Barron?
March
14th. We're going to do the show from out there, Lance. March 14th.
We got a giant media day for invited guests and want to have Lance, you, and any guests you want to bring, come on. Everything's taken care of.
So
you don't even have to play golf. Just come out and hang out.
John's not going to be able to come out and drink, though.
I'm not going to be able to drink, but I'm still going to be able to play golf. And that's okay. And that is just fine because I don't mind because that track is I'm so excited about it, Barron. It's so great. It's a lot of fun. I'm really excited about, we just started the advertisement with it. And I'm, joining the club. And I can't be more excited. I love golf. And this place is exciting. This is the most exciting course that we've had here open up in 20 years. So this is great.
Well, if anybody is on the fence of whether I need to go to ESPN and John and Lance or some other radio station, I'm here to tell you, ESPN is the place to go. Also, I want to go ahead and throw this out. Come up with a trivia question, and I will donate to four lucky listeners of ESPN around the golf, which, is $400 value.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll think of something. We'll do it. Good. We're going to give away a foursome out at Highland Pines. Keep on listening here. We'll figure out how we're going to do that, Barron, and can come up with a way to get the guys out there. It'll probably be, Well, one person winning four or 1-2 or 2-2 or something. We'll figure it out. But we'll sit down and
however you want to do talk it, about we it. Want to have them come out and see it. Yes,
that's
absolutely.
It.
That's yes, it. Guests absolutely. Of ESPN and Highland Pines.
That's it. Highland Pines right there. All right, that's Baron Jacobson. And, hey, man, thank you. And listen, we love that our clients love what we're doing for them. I'm telling you, you call my man Baron, you call Daniel Barnett from Restoration, you call Amy over at 975 Med Spa or Doc Linville or all Lance's guys, Daspit.
What the hell is this John's doing? You're just saying all your people.
Yeah, patios. You call any of those guys, any of those people, and say what we've done for them, and you're going
basketball
to,
goals.
Hoops. The dip. We tripled their website. So this is real what Baron is talking about. I love it. Thank you, Baron. Thank you for bringing that up. We really appreciate you, and we're so excited about being part of Highland Pines.
Keep up the great work.
All right, man. So that if you're looking for a way to market, it's a lot less expensive than television or print or you know, I'm not talking about.
What about the people that drive? I saw our names. I saw ESPN on one of those driving trucks.
Yeah, somebody told me.
I saw it on a driving truck. You know, it's like the big the driving billboard truck. I saw us on there.
Yeah, I know. Somebody said that and they puked. One of my buddies. He said, I got to look at you too in the morning. I got to hear you and look at you.
So you remember when Shauna Bagwell back in the day got like a golden palace tattoo? It was a temporary tattoo on her forehead for a certain amount of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Do you think anyone, like, is there anybody that would get a temporary tattoo that we could pay for advertising? I want you going out a lot in public, though. You can't be like a homebody. But maybe if you're willing to get a tattoo, like, how much would it cost to put a tattoo on Post Malone's face?
Not a lot.
Because there's like, a lot of...
Is there any room left on Post Malone's face?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I would have to... I wouldn't want to pay a premium price on Lil Wayne or Post Malone or Tekashi, like, because there's just so many tattoos that now, if you said, can I put a tattoo on Drake's face? Okay. He doesn't have face tattoos. That's going to be a huge deal.
No, but
that's
we got to do somebody local. Maybe Alex Bregman will put a tattoo.
Yeah.
Yeah. John Lance.
I don't feel like we need somebody who needs the money. So let's go with Seth Martinez.
Or Seth Martinez or Hunter Brown. He ain't making money yet.
He didn't make enough appearances. Give us a
Hunter Brown's going to be out there every fifth day.
But you know what? I think I'd rather have a reliever. They're going to make more appearances.
Yeah, they are going to make more appearances. That's for sure.
Ryan Pressly, would he?
He's getting paid. Brian Abreu.
Yeah, Brian Abreu.
Oh, he's going to be out there a lot. You don't think Dusty loves him for Brian Abreu after the postseason last year?
Yeah, a lot. A lot.
What about Brian Abreu to the rotation?
No.
What about him as the sixth guy?
No, too valuable throwing his hard hooks. Too valuable in his one or two innings. How good was it to have Brian Abreu was out there? That's a weird thing to say because at one point I hated seeing – but at one point I hated seeing Fromber at one point in his career. Now it's when Brian Abreu comes out. I'm like, ooh, it's like when my big brother has now come – to the playground, like, ooh, you guys are in trouble. Brian's here. When he was coming into games in the postseason, it's like, ooh, Omar's coming. That's what it felt like. He was walking down he's got his shotgun and he's walking down the streets.
No. Brian Abreu coming in last year in the playoffs was like, we out of this one.
Uh-oh.
We good, bro.
Uh-oh, you in trouble.
You in trouble
Brian's
now.
Brian's coming.
Here comes Brian. All right, 713-780-3777. Thanks, Baron. We really appreciate that. Thanks for the kind words to the radio station. Let's take a quick one here, talk a little insurance. And Elvin Drellich is still going to be with us here at the top of the hour to talk about his book, Winning Fixes Everything. But first, a little insurance, Lance.
Well, a little winning for the insurance, you know, for a little winning for you when it comes to your homeowner's insurance, that helps too. How about that? That fixes everything. Competitive rates is the number one reason why you're not saving money. You're not shopping for competitive rates with your homeowner's insurance. Maybe you've checked with one company online. Did you know that TGS Insurance, when you text the word money to 232323, they begin the process of shopping for multiple A-rated insurance companies and finding the best rate. It's an algorithm system that they just use your address, and very quickly they have their rates, and they get it to TGS, and TGS takes the lowest one, and they send it to you. And so it's an A-rated company, which is you don't want to skimp on the coverage. But the other thing is you want a competitive rate. You want someone who wants your business and who is going to fight for your business by giving you a great rate. And that's what they do. So if you've been with the same company for years and years and you think that because of this bundle they're giving you, you're saving money, it's still costing you way more money than you need to be spending. You can go with an individual insurance company for homeowners and car and save way more in most instances. A lot of people save into the thousands. The average savings for people who switch over is at $900. So that should tell you. And that's a lot of money. So make sure that you text the word money to 232323 right now and just check your quote out and see how it compares to what you're paying. There's no strings attached. Text the word money to 232323.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
Sitting sideways, boys in the days. Sitting sideways, boys in the days.
Found the Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, in about 10 minutes, we're going to have Evan Drellich on with us here. Winning fixes everything. Talk about the Astros and their role and then the other roles in Major League Baseball in the cheating scandal. He goes in depth into the organization. He worked for the Chronicle. He was the beat writer. Off the beat, there's some talk about whether or not he had some revenge in mind, Lance.
Uh-huh. No, I know.
Yeah. So maybe we'll get into that. We'll get into that a little bit with him, but also all the other stuff that goes along with this. 713-780-3776 is the number. BP has a BP, will you get a face tat of John and Lance? And
yeah, guys, you know, I'm not a celebrity like those baseball players. I'm kind of just, you know, a local drunk like John Granato, but I'll get a face tat for you guys, whatever you guys need.
You sound like you're from Chicago. Where are you from?
I grew up west of Chicago, John, Starve Rock State Park area.
Yeah, right there. I mean, you,
John, do you know this guy, or did you actually pick up his accent?
No, I don't know, but he said John Granato, and I was like, oh, well, this guy's from right now. This guy's from Chicago. Left of Chicago, where?
LaSalle County, Starve Rock State Park area. You've probably been there and chugged a couple beers at Starve Rock State Park when you were young.
Never. No, this is actually the first time I've heard of it.
Animals never went to a state park.
Yeah, we didn't travel. We didn't travel.
Allowed, probably.
We had our hood. That was it. That was where we stayed. I actually if you want to know the truth, never went downtown. Never. I didn't even know how to get to Wrigley Field. I was in my 20s. I had no idea. I didn't know how to get. Yeah, we just didn't do that. We had our own neighborhood. That's all. BP, so you'll get a face tattoo, a permanent one, or do you want something temporary?
No, we don't want to do that to him.
Whatever you guys need. I'll get an eyelids for kids face tat. I'll get
Right.
I'll get a John Granato Cabo Cup champion tag. You guys make it. I'm just ready to party.
Wow, that's deep. That's a very specific tattoo.
He listens. BP listens to the show.
Cabo Cup, my gosh.
Cabo Cup, he knows. BP listens to the show, okay?
Cabo Cup champ.
Not just Cabo Cup, Lance. Cabo Cup champ, okay? No, we don't want you to do that. What we want, John and Lance, the Bench, something like that. Let's do that. Send it in. We'll put it on the website. All right. We'll put you
I'll get the Bench tatted on their eyelids for kids, all of it. You guys all are great. For you guys, I'll do anything.
Oh, my goodness. I got to know what that guy does for work.
I know. I love BP. BP's one of my, that's one of my peeps right there. All right. Yeah.
I'm a public drunk. What do you say?
I'm a public drunk
like
Granato.
Public drunk like you, John.
Like John
Granato.
Like Johnny Granato. I knew right away. Dude's from Chicago. He's from the Chicago area. I had not heard of Starve, whatever. I don't know what he said.
Some state park or something.
Some state park, yeah. Uh-huh. I'm sure you had a few beers there, Johnny. No, I really didn't. I hadn't even heard of it, if you want to know the truth. That's funny. BP, all right, get us the picture, you know, the face tattoo, get us the picture, and
we'll put it. Make it temporary. I don't want to be responsible for that.
No, yeah, right. We want, yeah, something that's not going to embarrass you for the rest of your life. Just something that's going to embarrass you for a short time, you and your family for a short time.
No, I wouldn't say embarrass you. I think it would cause you immense pride.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll tweet it out.
You think if you did that, you put a face tattoo of a radio show, your wife would be proud of you? You think that?
You think he's married?
I think so. He could be
married.
If he's even
asking that. He's not married if he's offering to do that. He's divorced 100%.
Well, there's a good possibility.
He maybe has a girl he goes out with, and he's maybe gone out with her for 7 years, but he won't pull the trigger because, you know, he doesn't want to leave that. He likes to have that opportunity
already.
To get face tattoos.
Yeah, right. I did that already. I don't want to do that anymore.
I don't want to do it. I already know how this guy, BP, has been married. It didn't work out. His high school sweetheart or something. Has he had maybe, you know, has he had an arrest for something? Yeah, I mean, maybe.
A PI? Possibly.
Yeah, in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
Could be something worse.
We don't know.
Yeah, I think he's a fun guy to hang out with.
I'm not going to hold that against him.
My guess is he's not married now if he's offering face tattoo. That's not something you do without talking to your wife.
That's it. It just ain't happening.
Like, if you're going to get a face tattoo, you say, listen, like Post Malone, I don't think he's married. Lil Wayne's not married. He's married to the game. Okay? You don't just get a face tattoo.
No, not with
unless
not
you maybe are a basketball
got a wife
player.
That wife that's just like, I don't
well,
care.
Well, unless
I don't
she's
care
a face tattooed girl.
I don't
if
care
if she's
what
got tattoos on her neck, John, then you can get one on your face.
Yeah. Listen, he's in the living room watching TV. I'm in the bedroom watching TV. I don't care what he does. Okay? That's
why are you saying my life?
That's
why are you specifically using my life?
Is that you? That's so sorry.
Yeah. What, is this a personal shot or what was that
no,
supposed
I didn't
to be?
No, that was your life.
Yeah, what are you saying? I don't have a tattoo on my face.
I didn't know that was
I'm
your
not
life.
One.
Your wife cares about you, though. I know she reads while you drive and doesn't want to hear
she does.
About your
she
day, does. But she still cares about you. I know that. Okay.
Yeah, she does. And then if you're going to get a face tattoo, you got to ask your wife on that one. You don't have to ask a girlfriend.
8:57, we got to take a break because Evan Drellich is joining us at 9. Right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm talking about Make the Call Morley Law. Make the Call Morley Law, all right? What is it that you've done? What is it that you have a problem with? What is it that someone has done to you? What is it that maybe you did and you shouldn't have done it and the police are looking at you? If you have an investigation about you, you need a lawyer. Lawyer up. Because they know the law. The police know the law. That's their job. And they are going to get you to say something that you shouldn't say, something that you shouldn't admit to. You need a lawyer. Even if you did it, because then you know what? The Morley Law Firm could possibly help you get as little time or penalty as possible. If someone has wronged you, a doctor, a lawyer, an insurance company, someone who hit you, an 18-wheeler, whatever it is, whatever issue that you have, civilly you need to sue someone. Okay, someone is suing you civilly. Something happened at your house. Something happened that you had an accident, and maybe it was your fault. Whatever it is, someone suing you civilly, make the call Morley Law. They have experience in just about everything, and that's what you need. If you have immigration problems or know someone, one of your employees is having immigration problems, and you want to try to help them to stay in the country, make the call Morley Law. Se habla español. 713-839-9955. 713-839-9955 or MorleyLaw.com.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. One of them owes me $20, but I'll let you guess which one.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. so time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.